This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation, despite the fact that one of our two great political parties seems to be having a profound competence problem. So says Dr. Lewis M. Andrews, who's head of the Yankee Institute for Public Policy at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut. He has written a very provocative and stinging rebuke of Democratic competence on the part of the experts who speak in behalf of the progressive agenda and the politicians who attempt to implement it. His piece is called The Rise of the Second String Left, and he says it's necessary to raise questions not just about the validity of the progressive argument, but of the competence of the supposed experts making that argument. Dr. Andrews has been a research fellow at Yale Divinity School, and he's a social psychologist with degrees from Princeton and Stanford. Dr. Andrews, thanks very much for joining us, and congratulations on a very provocative piece.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be on your show, Mike.
Well, I appreciate it. And, okay, first of all, the crux of what you're saying is that once upon a time, there were people of substance and some very persuasive and articulate and widely respected voices on the left as well as on the right. In fact, you could say that at least most people thought there was a predominance of thoughtful people on the left. Today, not so much. What happened?
Well, that's, you know, it struck me the other day. I was talking to a professional athlete who said something along the lines of, you can't play a good game against a bad player. And it reminded me of, I'm old enough to remember when I was a kid and I used to watch Bill Buckley's firing line. And he had, you know, every week he would have someone from the left on or someone who disagreed with him. And there were so many smart people that he had on that the shows were terrific. He had a great relationship with John Kenneth Galbraith, who was the liberal economics professor at Harvard. And whether you agreed with Galbraith or not, they brought out the best in each other. And it just occurred to me that one of the things that I really dislike about the importance of critical race theory is that it's really dumb. I mean, it's the more you learn about it, the more you learn that the left has attached itself to a really makeshift point of view, that the spokesmen for the left are not terribly interesting. In fact, they don't debate. They've come up with this idea that because our language and our logic are the, you know, result of white culture, therefore that's their excuse for not debating, when I think their real excuse is that they can't debate.
And do you think that was illustrated by some of the, it felt like there were that scores and scores of them, the multiple debates with the multiple Democratic candidates that we heard last year?
I was terribly unimpressed, really, with what I heard. I can certainly think back to times when the conversations were more interesting. But if you, you know, if you look at what's going on campus with conservative speakers being boycotted or chased off campus, and certain topics, you know, you can't bring up in class because supposedly they represent, according to progressivism, a racist point of view. The left does everything it can to avoid debate, and I think that should tell you something.
Well, one of the points that you make that I think is a very thoughtful and impressive point is that right now, for a lot of people on the left, for a lot of people who are self-identified progressives, what is most important is diversity, not excellence. And excellence and diversity can go together, but they often do not. How does that work?
Well, I think that's true. I mean, you want the best minds on a certain subject to speak, and you really, you know, shouldn't care whether they're male or female or what race they are. You should certainly want, you know, I think what you would really want is for every American to get the best education possible so that they could be the best that they are, so that you would have a diverse points of view, able to speak to different issues. And I think if you really want to know the important position that the left takes on diversity, it's their attachment to these inner city school systems that don't teach very well, and their resistance to school choice. I mean, if the left were really interested in a country where people of different points, different backgrounds, all were able to speak well to various issues, they would first of all look to our educational system and want to reform it. And the fact that they don't tells you that they're really not interested in either diversity or in enlightened debate.
And frankly, even school safety, we've been doing a number of segments on this show about the breakdown after people have come back from the pandemic and come back from the suspension of classes and come back to in-person learning. There is a nationwide disastrous breakdown in order. And here you're talking about people injuring one another, breaking out in fights, and even that level of educational requirement, because if schools are safe, then you might have some hope of learning going on. But if they're going to be a danger zone and a constant source for battles, that is unlikely to occur. What is it that conservatives should do better to avoid someone from answering back, well, wait a minute, there are an awful lot of second-string righties out there, too?
Well, kind of, you know, to get back to what I was saying before, I think what conservatives should do is not accept the excuses not to debate. I think that conservatives should be treating the left and progressivism as cowards, as intellectual cowards. I think we take their assertion that they have a coherent point of view too seriously, because it's not. You know, if you look at critical race theory, what is it? It actually goes back many years. It's been through many academic incarnations. It goes all the way back to maybe 30 years ago when academia was taken with deconstructionism, and what they were really doing was saying that there's no coherent point of view, that nothing can be known, that everything is subjective, and from that they somehow get to Marxism, and they make a lot of leaps in doing this, and they are leaps, and it doesn't make sense, and there's a lot of contradictions in what they're saying, and I think that the right needs to be more upfront about the fact that we don't have much respect for what's going on the left.
Well, I think that there's certainly been a great deal of well-deserved and well-directed criticism, including the piece by Andrew Lewis, Dr. Lewis, again, the executive director of the Yankee Institute for Public Policy in Hartford, and his most recent book, Living Spiritually in the Material World. We've posted information on it at our website at michaelmedved.com. His piece on the second string left appeared in The Spectator. We will be right back with the latest on the ongoing January 6th battle. I thought that was on January 6th. No, still raging. We will get to that and more on The Medved Show.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, little bit of a reminder of a way that you can actually brighten up your Christmas season. I'll tell you how. By reading about some of the amazing things that are going on in the world right now in terms of nations that are trying to build up wealth together. Where you'd never expect it. Right now, the Prime Minister of Israel, Naftali Bennett, has just been welcomed and warmly at the United Arab Emirates, where there are increasing joint projects involving the Israelis and the Emiratis and other Arab business people
who want to be part of the Israeli high-tech revolution. And wouldn't you? And you can. There's a company out there called My Crowd. It is my brother's company. And you can have the opportunity in this holiday season of giving yourself a gift that will keep on giving, which is an investment in any number of the literally hundreds of high-tech startups that are changing the world. You can read about them. There's no obligation of any kind. Just go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and they will be glad to share information with you on some of these high-tech startups in the Middle East, in Europe, and right here in the United States that are changing the way that we live for the better, including international cooperation. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. Concerning our last guest, Dr. Lewis, who actually suggests that Democrats are only putting forward second stringers, as he puts it. There's a piece today in CNN by Chris Saliza, and he says, combine President Joe Biden's age, he'll be 82 shortly after the 2024 election, and his ongoing political struggles. He's mired in the low 40s in job approval. And you get this, a series of stories examining whether Biden runs again, and if not, who might take his place. We're in the midst of just one of those news cycles, with the New York Times publishing a big takeout on the potential Biden replacements within the Democratic Party over the weekend. The White House, aware of the whispers, made clear Biden is planning to go for a second term. The president has every indication of running for re-election, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said yesterday. But what if Biden's plans change? And they could for any number of reasons, particularly since he has some approval ratings now that are way down in the 30s. Just disastrous. And there's that age factor. Below, Chris Saliza gives a look at the most commonly mentioned names for 2024 contenders, and a single line on the viability of each one. Okay, first off is Kamala Harris. She's undoubtedly struggled as vice president, but she's still the most likely Democrat, not named Biden, to wind up as the Democratic nominee in 2024. Number two, Pete Buttigieg, the most naturally talented candidate in the 2024 field. Mayor Pete has also been front and center selling Biden's infrastructure bill, which is probably the most popular of his initiatives so far, which isn't saying much. Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts senator, is still popular among liberals, and she wouldn't be splitting the vote with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders this time around like she did in 2020. How can you be so sure? Bernie's just in his early 80s. I mean, not unthinkable. But he doesn't list Bernie. Amy Klobuchar, other than Buttigieg, the Minnesota senator was probably the best regarded of the losing candidates in 2020, and her Midwest roots are always a plus given the electoral map. And Roy Cooper, I mentioned him when we talked about this yesterday. Term limited out of office in 2024, the North Carolina governor has ample time to consider his next step, starting with his service as the vice chairman of the Democratic Governors Association. Mitchell Andrew, former mayor of New Orleans. He is being taxed with implementing the infrastructure bill, and it's a big and high-profile job that the former New Orleans mayor has taken up with relish. And then Gina Raimondo, and I'm actually glad to see her name there, because she's kind of the most moderate Democrat out there. She made the leap from Rhode Island governor to Biden administration commerce secretary, but doubts remain as to whether she is too moderate to win a Democratic Party in this moment. And then Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, she still has to win an election, which is going to be tough for her. She has a tough opponent. She's running against the black former chief of police in Detroit, who I think has been running ahead in the polls. And then they throw in three that there's not a chance in the world. And the three where there's not a chance in the world. Stacey Abrams, she hasn't been elected governor of Georgia. I don't think she will, despite President Trump's stalwart efforts to try to get her elected governor of Georgia by attacking the incumbent governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp. And then J.B. Pritzker, who's a terrible governor of Illinois, but as they point out here, he's very, very, very rich. Well, that's true. Good fund his own campaign. And somebody else is very rich, the governor of New Jersey, and that's Phil Murphy. He barely won re-election a couple of weeks ago, as you may remember. And he's also very rich. He has ties with Goldman Sachs. And I just don't think he's a possibility here. Now, do you understand when you hear this list, this lineup of potential presidential candidates? Any of them sound fearsome? Really, I mean, some are interesting. Mitch Landrieu's interesting. Gina Raimondo's interesting. But really, particularly if the Democrats have the kind of disappointing performance in the off-year election, the election coming up in next year, 2022, unless somebody else emerges as an unexpected Democratic star, that does not seem to me to be a particularly appetizing or impressive field. Speaking of an appetizing and impressive field, Senator Schumer spoke today on the Senate floor, and he talked about moving forward on the budget-busting Build Back Better bill. And actually, they do collect information about everything. And I was just struck by a new poll, and it's a new report, so a great detail of the most popular names for dogs and cats in this year just passed. And something else, which is a disaster for our country, and it really is a serious matter that needs more attention. Why are traffic accidents going up so horribly? 38,600 people dead last year. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department says the producer price index, which is a key indicator of inflation, rose 0.8% last month. Cleanup efforts in Kentucky are ongoing after tornadoes tore communities apart and damaged buildings. Kentucky Emergency Management Director Michael Dosett says they're beginning to evaluate homes.
We have, at this point, begun the blue tarp process, and we'll be in counties in the next several days with teams that will be assisting our counties in tarping some of the houses that can be restored.
Dosett goes on to say that water and electricity in some communities is being temporarily restored. President Biden preparing to visit tornado-ravaged Kentucky on Wednesday. The White House saying Biden will survey the damage. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings.
And wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a very wonderful New Year. It should be a wonderful New Year for conservatives, because if you try to put together the equivalent list that Chris Cillizza put together for CNN on the Republican side of alternatives that could actually win the Republican nomination and conceivably win the presidency, I don't think there's any question at all that the list of names that you would come up with would be far more impressive than the Democratic list that they have put together. And does that mean that any of those individuals is sure to run or sure to win? No, nothing. Because, frankly, the focus of the political world is going to be very, very much on what happens in the coming elections. The Democrats are in a great deal of trouble if they lose both the House and the Senate. They almost surely will lose the House. Senator Schumer today on the Senate floor, full of his normal optimism and charisma and energy, here is the senator from New York, the majority leader of the United States Senate, clip 9.
And on a parallel track, the Senate's moving forward on the reconciliation process so we can vote on President Biden's Build Back Better Act before the Christmas holiday. Committees that received reconciliation instructions have been submitting their final text to the parliamentarian, the Congressional Budget Office, and to our Republican counterparts. Throughout the week, both Republicans and Democrats will hold bipartisan birdbath meetings with the parliamentarian. Meanwhile, I will also continue to meet with my colleagues.
Can we stop this for a moment? He said birdbath. Did he mean build back? Is there a term of art here that I don't know? Because having even worked in Congress briefly, I don't know the term birdbath meetings. Can we play that part again? This is fascinating. I mean, a birdbath sounds really exciting. Birdbath with Kristen Sinema?
Partisan or, bird bath meetings. Partisan bird bath meetings.
Okay, you know, somebody listens to you, Senator Schumer. Really? Okay, one more time.
Bipartisan bird bath meetings.
Okay, let's let him finish, and maybe he'll...
Bipartisan bird bath meetings with the parliamentarian. Meanwhile, I will also continue to meet with my colleagues, and I know the president will also continue discussions with them as we hammer out the final details of Build Back Better. This remains a laborious process requiring a lot of precision and a lot of pieces moving together. The work is not yet finished, but we're working hard to put the Senate in a position to get the legislation across the finish line before Christmas.
Okay, there's a mixed metaphor here. If you're get it across the finish line, is that a race, or are you talking about getting it into the red zone? Are you talking what are we talking about here? And what could a birdbath meeting possibly be? Yeah, and it's bipartisan. The one bipartisan thing they can do is do their bipartisan birdbath. There's this, and this is, I hope, gets some national attention. It's a local story, but headline, two artists charged with faking their native heritage. Now, we have a huge upsurge in crime, but is this really what our criminal justice should be focused on? Two artists are facing federal charges that they faked Native American heritage to sell artworks at downtown Seattle galleries. Louis Anthony Rath, who is 52, of Maple Falls, and Jerry Chris Van Dyke, who's 67, also known as Jerry Witten of Seattle, have been charged separately with violating the Indian Arts and Crafts Act, which prohibits misrepresentation in marketing American Indians or Alaska Native arts and crafts. Van Dyke at the U.S. Attorney's Office said that Rath falsely claimed to be a member of the San Carlos Apache tribe, and Van Dyke falsely claimed membership in the Nez Perce tribe. The goods included masks, totem poles, and pendants sold in 2019 at Raven's Nest Treasury in Pike Place Market and at Ye Olde Curiosity Shop on the waterfront. By flooding the market with counterfeit Native American art and craft work, these crimes clear the consumer, cheat the consumer under the economic livelihood of and harm the economic livelihood of Native American artists and impair Indian culture, said Edward Grace, Assistant Director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Office of Law Enforcement. But listen to this. These guys who are making non-Indian totem poles, should a white guy be allowed to make a totem pole? I mean, this is, I don't know. I mean, isn't it basically racist and maybe a violation even of the 14th Amendment to say that the racial background of these individuals makes it impossible for them to make certain works of art that they're creating? Authorities said the investigation began when the Indian Arts and Crafts Board, an Interior Department agency that promotes Native art, received complaints that the two were fraudulently holding themselves out as enrolled tribal members. Rath is charged with four counts of misrepresentation of Indian-produced goods. It's punishable by 5 years in prison. They're murderers who don't get 5 years in prison. Van Dyke faces two counts of the same time, which means he could get an even longer sentence than 5 years. I'm not starting any legal defense funds for these guys, because look, I think it's rotten and it's insulting. It's like the Rachel Dolezal thing all over again. But honestly, the idea of this cultural misrepresentation for stuff that you're making that people might actually want to buy, it seems to me this is a misallocation of legal resources. Speaking of misallocations of legal resources, Norway is leading the way again. They are going to be banning the serving of alcohol in all bars and restaurants. And why? Because they're very worried about Omicron. In fact, Norway and Denmark are very scary examples of what could happen in the United States. They are applying stricter rules in schools. They're going to be speeding up vaccination, though they're heavily vaccinated already. They have a very successful vaccination program in both countries. And they have new efforts to curb the Omicron variant. Denmark is not banning booze, but Norway is. And it's a serious thing. I found out they apparently you can still buy it at a store or at the market under very closely supervised conditions, but they don't want any booze in bars or at restaurants because of the exposure that would be involved there. This is one area where liberals always are saying we ought to follow the example of Scandinavian countries. Anybody think we ought to follow that example here? I don't think it would be any more popular here than it will be in Norway. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is anybody listening? Hear me out there.
The Michael Medved Show.
Let me say it again.
The Michael Medved Show.
Better pay attention.
That was the late Senator Robert Byrd, who I met him in college. He was speaking to the Yale Political Union, and I got the chance to take him around, Senator from West Virginia. And yes, of course, a former member of the Ku Klux Klan, for which he attempted to apologize. But, I mean, Ku Klux Klan, really? And he was actually fairly high ranking in the Klan for a time. In any event, Senator, why am I bringing up Senator Robert Byrd? Because we have wonderful listeners, and I ardently confess here, and with no apologies, I was wrong. Senator Schumer did not misspeak when he talked about a bird bath.
That is a bird bath.
Yeah. A bipartisan bird bath is the submission of a piece of legislation to the Byrd rule, because Robert Byrd was, at one time he was Senate Majority Leader for the Democrats, and he's somebody who spent, I think, 50 years close to it in the U.S. Senate. And how does the Senate weigh whether something is related to the budget or whether it's extraneous? They apply 6 criteria to decide whether a provision breaks the Byrd rule, and the application of those criteria is called the bird bath.
Pay attention.
Okay. It does not have a budgetary effect. It has a budgetary effect, but the effect is not what the budget resolution called for. It's outside the jurisdiction of the committee recommending it. Doesn't it sound exciting? It does have a budget effect, but a merely incidental one. More on this below. I hope not much more. It increases the deficit beyond a year 10, or it's about Social Security. Now, if a provision violates the Committee of Jurisdiction or Social Security criteria, then reconciliation cannot be used for any part of the bill, which means it loses its privileged status and has to pass through normal order, making it subject to the filibuster. If it violates any of the other criteria, then the provision is taken out, but the rest of the legislation remains intact. The procedure, known as a bird bath, but it's bird spelled B-Y-R-D, in honor of the late senator, who I'm almost sure we had him on our show for one segment, and he was advanced in years. In any event, he lives again, and his bird bath legacy helps to inform a mistake I will not make again. Speaking of mistakes, yesterday Jen Psaki blamed climate change for the Kentucky tornadoes, which of course have been so tragic and disastrous. And then she was asked today by the Washington Post's Sean Sullivan if Biden has received input from the EPA to help him make that case to the American people. This is what that exchange sounded like. This is clip 15.
And it is not a political thing, because look at the communities that have been impacted. Red, blue, purple, no color at all. Communities that don't consider themselves political in any way, shape, or form. And this is certainly a driving reason why we need to do more to address the climate crisis. But let me get back to you with those statistics, which I think have really struck the president as the reason why we need to act.
And along the same lines, the president, I think, said on Saturday that he would seek some input from the EPA about whether these specific tornadoes were caused by climate change, how much of a direct tie there was there. Has he gotten any feedback from them, and if so, what have they informed him about?
I think he just answered a similar question this morning as well, and it is something that he'll just continue to discuss with his climate advisors and teams and obviously local leaders as well, but I don't think there's any new assessment of it. He just knows that because of the changing climate, because of the threat the climate crisis poses, that we have seen more extreme weather events, and that is a reason to act.
Okay. Basically, what she's saying is the EPA can't verify it because they don't know, or it's just not true. And by the way, there have been so many fact-checking pieces of work about the idea of more extreme weather events. We've had Björn Lomborg on. When it comes to fatalities, and of course there were numerous fatalities in these terrible tornadoes in the middle of the country, but in terms of fatalities from hurricanes, tornadoes, all natural disasters, everything is down. Way down. Far fewer. And there is no evidence at all that climate change is causing more deadly weather events. In fact, quite the opposite. If climate change is responsible for the weather, then we are in less danger, not more. But again, you'll notice how she just finessed that issue. There's an issue that simply cannot be finessed here in Seattle, which is the ongoing homeless problem. And the new mayor, Mayor Harrell, is just putting together his team, and he is promised that he's going to be devoting significant amount of time and energy and money to trying to deal with the homeless problem. But here's part of what happens. The update is today is that Christopher Edward Teal was sentenced to 102 months to life in prison for the first degree rape and unlawful imprisonment on Friday. Back in May of 2018, the suspect pleaded not guilty to rape in King County. He's a homeless man who was arrested after police said he raped a woman at random at a Volkswagen dealership in Ballard. The suspect is being held in King County jail. The victim, in her early 40s, brought her car into the dealership for maintenance. The Monday morning, May 14th, she walked up a ramp to the bathroom and told, and police said that Teal, this homeless guy, followed her. As she was in the middle stall of the women's bathroom, he entered and started banging on her locked door, forced the door open, grabbed the victim. It goes on. It's horrible. And yesterday, Cairo 7 TV spoke with another woman who narrowly escaped being raped in another Ballard bathroom, who has some thoughts to share with city leaders. 12, clip 1.
How many more women need to be assaulted? How many more of these stories do we have to hear before we are heard?
When Kelly Heron heard about the 40-year-old woman who was viciously attacked and assaulted in a bathroom stall at Carter's VW dealership by a homeless man from out of state with arrest warrants,
it feels so hopeless. It feels so hopeless.
Kelly says her heart breaks for the woman who was attacked by the suspect who broke into the stall, because Kelly survived a strikingly similar attack just over a year ago in a public bathroom in Ballard. Her attacker was a homeless level 3 sex offender from Arizona. Kelly got the upper hand and survived using self-defense techniques, but she says a homeless and lawless epidemic here in Ballard has grown far beyond self-defense strategies.
This is about holding our city officials accountable for our public safety.
And for public safety indeed. And one more bit of commentary. Listen.
Kelly believes the city council, in the name of compassion, is suppressing police enforcement of warrants and crimes in and around encampments.
You can't distinguish harmless homeless people from deviants, and it's very hard to feel that compassion that you might normally feel because you're just constantly on a swivel, on high alert.
The suspect accused in the latest attack was known to live in Seattle's Nicholsville encampment. The city told Cairo 7 they don't check for warrants while doing outreach work. Kelly believes crime associated with the homeless crisis is bound to continue.
I honestly don't know what else to do. I just see it getting worse.
Okay, and she is right. Let us hope that a change in administration, a new mayor, will begin to make progress in the right direction. Not just in Seattle, but for this whole problem all across this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door. It's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.